podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Today is Bike to Work Day, and we have to have some fun for just a second before we start talking about Jeremy's parts. It is Bike to Work Day, and we've been told that Bo, our afternoon guy, is out somewhere near us. It's like a few blocks away over in the Glendale area.
Yeah, we're trying to see him.
Glendale Creekside Park. There's a whole shebang set up over there.
Now, he's making noises as if he rode his bike from his house down in Parker.
Yes.
To this park.
Correct.
He says his legs are cramping and his backside hurts as well.
We're calling BS.
Yeah, we're calling BS.
There's
on his backside.
There's no way he rode in from Parker
he
this
said
morning.
He left his house at 4 a.m.
He's a liar.
I think we have to give him the stink test when he comes in because he's not going to come in smelling like
there
roses.
Is that because he posted some photos on our Facebook. He doesn't look sweaty.
And like, if you know Bo,
he's a large man.
Eating cleaner and working out more.
Okay. His legs are cramping from lack of Nutella, I think.
Nutella withdrawals?
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, it
You know, one time on Bike to Work Day, when I lived in Castle Rock, I did that. I was like, all right, I'm going to ride my bike. And we worked downtown at the time. I mean, we were literally downtown Denver. That is a long-ass ride. So I put my bike in the back of my 4Runner, and I drove to Santa Fe and Mineral, which is still a ways away. And I parked at the parking ride there, and I rode in. And that took a long time.
Right.
So I'm trying to imagine Parker going from Parker all the way there.
My guess is he came here and parked in our parking garage, unloaded his bike from the trunk, and rode like 4 blocks down to this event.
That's what I'm thinking.
The flaw with Bike to Work Day is if you're all pumped, you get up in the morning, you leave early, you bike to work. But then, you know, after a long day of computing numbers and crunching and dealing with coworkers, and you're like, crap, I got to ride my bike back home.
And really, if you do work like in a lawyer's office or something, you're sweaty all day.
Yeah, you can't
stink.
Wear spandex to court.
I think for what you're bringing up, Emily, is why I think that's why it's called Bike to Work. Yeah. Because a lot of people do get bum a ride home. They put their bike in the back of somebody's car.
That's not how it works.
They're not calling
that's
a bike to and fro.
That's not how it works.
It's just
well,
bike
that doesn't sound commit. As good. Yeah.
To and from work.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, weird. Bo, thank you for what you're doing. Look for him if you're in the Glendale area. He will be the non-sweaty guy. Wearing a Mix 100 t-shirt and giving out, what's he giving out?
They have, the only thing that I can read is free pancakes. That's the only thing that matters to me.
That's why he's there.
Oh, and massages. I don't know if Bo's giving them or what, but massages and pancakes. Two of the best things on the planet.
Oh, that's funny. So if you have listened to our show long enough, you know that Jeremy, who I've worked with coming up on 11 years, I knew him when he was dating Nicole, and then they were engaged, and then they were married, then they had a daughter, a son, and now they've got a daughter. So I've watched every stage of your life, really.
Mm-hmm.
And this next stage is the one that is the one...
Where we have no more kids now, basically.
Right. You want to explain?
Some minor surgery. We had our little baby girl, and Nicole's basically open for business now, so we can kind of get freaky-deaky.
Mm-hmm.
But there is nothing that'll terrify you more than having relations with your wife than having a 3-year-old and a baby. And we're like, holy cow, we want no more kids. Mm-hmm. This is hard work.
Okay.
So I am planning on getting a vasectomy.
Okay.
Where do I begin? I don't even...
In your pants is where you
that
begin.
That is a great place to start. Yes.
And
yes. But I don't really know where to go. I wish there was like Yelp reviews for urologists, I guess is
that's
who I have to go
is.
See. I mean, there's numerous. I Googled them and it's like, how do you choose? I want somebody reputable that really knows what they're doing in that area.
Right.
I don't want
it to we'll get the emails and the Facebook messages now from people.
Okay, right? I'm cool with that because I just don't even know where to start.
Yeah, girls, like if girls were to get any sort of work done, we exchange notes, we look, we let people touch and feel, and we talk about our doctors. Guys don't do that. I don't think...
No. Like I have asked a couple guys that have had this done. They're like, I went to this guy.
Right.
He's at the one office there. And I'm like, well, then you're not
there's
helping.
There's a guy in a van on Colfax. Who right.
He's got a little kid
Let me
there.
See the results.
Right. Let's see the scarring.
You know, I 20 years ago, I gave a listener a ride to get his vasectomy. It was a contest. And his wife nominated him. She wanted him to. She said he was a big baby and he wouldn't go. Mm-hmm. And she was not going to be on the pill any longer. She's like, you need to go do this. And so I took him in a limo to have that done. And I'm wondering, Jeremy, if we don't do the same for you.
That's pretty intimate, Dom. I don't know.
I will drive you in a limousine to have that done.
Can I come?
Whoa, wait a minute. No.
I'll take video. It'll be fun.
I don't know. That's pretty.
What?
I mean, we're friends and everything, but
I think it's hilarious.
You're not going to be in the room or anything.
No. I'm just going to take you there. I'll wait out in the waiting room.
I will be, though.
Because the thing is, you can't drive. So,
right.
So you're going to need a ride. And so I will drive you there. I'm not going to hang out in there. I'm not going to hold your hand.
I will,
okay.
though.
I guess that would be fine. I don't know.
I'm not sensing fine in your voice at all, buddy.
Here's the thing. I have been told for years that I should go have that done. Okay.
Yeah.
And I am the big baby who does not want a scalpel anywhere near there. So I won't go.
I'm freaking out, man.
And I'm going to say something that will anger a lot of people in the medical profession because I'm just I'm making you scared and it's just me. But I've read enough studies that say there is a certain percentage, not a large percentage, certain percentage of guys who after that procedure cannot function, if you know what I mean.
Correct. Sure. In multiple ways.
That is a possible side effect.
Right.
And so I said, I don't want to be that 1 in 100 or
I know,
five
I'm
in 100 or whatever
right
it is.
Now.
Like, I'm not even going to take the chance.
Like, I don't even know what they're cutting down there. I probably should see if there's a YouTube video and ask questions.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Like, can they mess it up? I mean, I don't even know what they're cutting.
Do you remember when we talked about this before and that gal called up and she was in tears because her husband was like the 1 in 100?
Yes.
Dom talked to this woman and he got off the phone and he looked like he had seen a ghost.
Because I was back to considering it again. And then I talked to that lady and I was like, forget it.
Yeah.
Right. Give me a baby over that.
Yeah.
What's the lesson?
Crazy. Let's not go crazy.
Huh?
The time is probably arrived.
Yeah,
though,
I
want to
do it soon. I mean, can we do it soon, or do we have to wait?
No, let's wait till September when all the kids are back in school and we've got
the kids can hear about it.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't want to wait that long.
It's not like you're gonna.
I got to get back in the game.
You're not gonna get it on that much.
Well, the thing too is that I've been reading. It's like you have to wait 3 months or something like that before you can...
Unprotected?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and they have to test you, which means you've got to go into this clinic, go in the little room with the magazines and the videos, and
I can't
cup.
Do that.
Oh,
I can't.
Can I come?
No. Bring a big cup.
I don't know. The question is, can he? And I'm thinking that you're going to say you will not be able to perform in that little room.
I will not.
Knowing that everyone's waiting.
Can.
Come on, bring a J. Crew magazine in there and go to town.
The Sears catalog and have at it.
To know that people are waiting outside that
room. You can
room,
hear. I'm going to have to do it like in the car before I go in, I think.
That's creepy. The cops will be called
and
on
then,
you.
Right, then I'll be a public sex offender. I'm like, hey, I just tried to do a sample.
Honestly, that is another thing that has entered my mind.
I know.
Is that I'm going to have to go into the little room and everybody knows what you're doing in there.
Well, from what I hear as well, you can bring it from home, like within an hour
certain
time
hours,
frame.
Right.
So you can be exhausted when you show up.
Speeding there as fast as you can. You're going to
gotta
pick
go,
up.
Gotta go. Red light.
Hello, Derek.
Hey, good morning.
What do you know about this?
I had it done about 5 years ago and it's the best $30 I ever spent.
$30.
He was at that van on Colfax I was telling you about.
He bought the at-home kit.
No, it was my deductible. Since it's outpatient surgery, it was only $30.
Oh.
We don't
so
have that kind of insurance
covers
here.
It?
Yeah.
No, I'm not on our insurance, and I've already met the deductible for the year for ours. It could be free.
There you go. So, yeah, the place that I went is the urology center next to Mile High Stadium.
Oh, under a bridge.
So all the Broncos
go. No, not under the bridge, just north side of Mile High.
Okay. Anything in Littleton? It's a long drive.
Remember, he's got to drive his specimen there, so he needs something close to his house.
Something close.
Yeah,
We got to run, buddy. About. Thanks for being on the show. I'm glad it worked out for you.
Yeah, it takes 6th Avenue there. That's a sexy stretch.
That's a lot of bumpy. It's under construction.
There'll be a lot of it'll be a cone zone.
You're right.
Down to one lane. But you're going to be down to one lane, too. Hello, Paul.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm intact.
We're still fertile.
I am intact. So what do you got for me?
Well, I had one done a long time ago, and mine went fine. But my buddy, on the other hand, had one done, and the kind of normal routine is you have it done, and then the first couple of days you're supposed to take it easy, wear loose-fitting clothes, you know, like
the bag of frozen peas. You're supposed to use a bag of frozen peas, right?
Exactly. So we're the men's softball team, and we're a guy short. So we tell Ron, hey, just hang out at third base.
Come
Nothing
on, Ron.
Happens at third base. Yeah, Ron's the guy. So he's like, all right, here's the deal. If it's not within arm's reach, I'm not going for it. And we're like, okay, that's fine. So he kind of, he's throwing it gingerly, this and that. So we get ready. He never heard it come off the bat, never heard the ping. It was a one hopper to the groin.
Oh, no!
Out. All we did is went, we grabbed the cooler from the dugout, jumped him on top of him, and left him there for 3 innings.
That is the best story of the month.
Fantastic.
I mean, really, is he okay?
Well, it kind of got worse from there because it kind of hemorrhaged in the hospital.
It swelled up a little bit. Walk it off. Walk it off.
Paul, the moral of the story is do not play softball.
Don't play third base if you've had it.
When you're sliding into first and you feel something burst. It's your scrotum.
Paul, have a great day.
You too.
Man, softball indeed.
One Hop to the Groin is a great band name.
It's fantastic.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
Okay, so do you have anything you'd like to add to this discussion?
Well, I'm just saying I would advise against getting one just because we have now a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old. They're 18 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
So my youngest was 9 months old when we got pregnant, and I started crying because it's not what we expected.
Well, did you guys wait? I mean, did he get it done, and then you guys were doing it that night? I mean, did you do the proper time frame?
Supposed to wait so many months.
No, he doesn't have a vasectomy. And the thing is like we had thought about it after we had the second because, like you were saying, we were terrified. We were like, we don't want a third. This is horrible, really bad. But now that we have a 3- and 2-year-old, we are actively trying for baby number 3 because once you get past that horrible phase, you may change your mind. And I know it can be reversible, but sometimes it doesn't work.
I appreciate your encouragement and your enthusiasm.
We got to run. Thank you for that call, Stephanie.
But no.
Thank you for that. But I don't think there will be any changing of mind in the Padgett household.
We are both donezo.
It's the joy of a new child.
No, that joy wears off pretty quick.
About 12 hours.
Yes. There'll be no more new children.
Here comes Chuck. Good morning, Chuck.
Hi, good morning.
So what do you have to say about this?
Well, actually, I just had my vasectomy done just a little over 2.5 months ago.
Okay.
And the experience was great. The doctor was great. I mean, we knew we were done, and even the doctor consulted me and, are you sure? Are you sure? And, I was like, heck yeah, I've already got 3. I'm done. No 4th.
No, wait. Let me stop you there for just a second. I have questions for you. So you say it was great. The procedure was great. Who goes and has that part of their anatomy cut open with a knife and says, that was great?
We had gentle hands,
well,
dog.
Well, they use this new tool. It pushes up like an air pocket near where he's going to cut. And, I mean, you don't feel it at all.
Now, what? Wait, you're awake?
Yes.
Yeah, you were awake
Whole thing. I knew you were awake, but, I mean, still, there's the recovery.
Now they blow air into it?
He's got this long cylindrical device, and it pops up a strong pressure of air. Don't and it just pop. Feels like, doesn't even feel like a rubber band snapping or anything like that. I mean, it's real quick, and it's painless for the incision.
Okay.
Now, when he gets inside, you feel a little bit of pressure, but not much else. And then, I stayed off my feet for 2 days, like he said, did the ice bag thing.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I felt fine within a matter of a few days. It was great. Right.
Well, and you know what? Look, in your defense, the guys that I know who've had it done have given the same report. Yeah. They said it's like 2 days of discomfort, but nothing
terrible.
I just don't
want it to grow back. That freaks me out. Like, let me ask you something. I've heard they cut it, they clamp it, and then they like singe it.
Solder it or something?
Yes, they solder the ends.
So there's like no going back.
They say that there is a remote chance, but I did the waiting period for a couple of months, had my test. It was negative.
Let's talk about that test. I mean, were you in the office to do that, obviously, or did you bring your sample?
You bring it in.
You can come from home.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have any place for you to...
So you're at that office. They don't have the little room with the magazine.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know...
What did you deliver it in?
Well...
Tupperware?
A thermos.
Have you had lunch out of that Tupperware since?
They actually give you a couple of sterilized cups.
Okay.
And
okay.
They give you a brown paper bag so you could bring it in and...
It's just like you got a tuna fish sandwich.
Don't mix up your sample with Junior's lunch.
Well, that's why I told them special delivery, and, you know, they knew what I meant, so...
Write your name on the front of it.
There you go.
Put a note from your mom on the inside.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.